Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bakery, this is Alexa. How can I help you?
Hello, Alexa. My name is Steve, and I would like to speak to the owner of your establishment, Por Favor. That's Spanish for please.
Okay. I know it's Spanish, actually. Okay. I'm half Mexican, and I am the owner. How can I help you?
Oh, so you are the owner.
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you're on the phone because you have a lot of explaining to do.
Well, I'm sure we can help you with whatever the problem is. How can I help you?
Well, let's see if you can. The other day, I went into your store, and I got a few things to munch on. And when I got home, I began eating my muffin.
Okay.
And after about the third or fourth bite, I realized there was a piece of gluten in my muffin.
That's impossible.
It's not impossible. There was a gluten in my muffin, and you bill yourself as a gluten-free bakery. Explain that to me. How did a gluten get in my muffin?
Okay, sir, I don't know if you know what gluten is, but it's something that happens to wheat when it's cooked.
Yeah, and there was a big gluten right smack dab in the middle of my muffin.
Sir, there's no such thing as a big gluten. There's something called seitan, which is made with gluten, but it comes nowhere near our bakery.
I'm sorry. I don't know how this got into religion. Okay. I'm talking about gluten, not Satan.
No.
There was a gluten.
It's not... never mind. I'm just telling you that whatever you saw in your muffin, what did it look like, what you consider to be the gluten
that you saw
in your muffin?
Don't you know what gluten is? That's your thing. You say gluten-free. You should know what a gluten is.
I do know, but there's no real such thing, sir, as a gluten. Gluten
Excuse me. How can you be a gluten-free establishment if there's no such thing as a gluten?
Sir, I'm trying not to get upset with you or frustrated, but there is not a gluten. There's no such thing as a gluten,
yes.
And I don't think you understand how it works.
There is.
Gluten-free bakery.
Gluten.
Sir,
I had a gluten in my muffin.
That very statement is ridiculous, and it's just dumb.
Well, maybe I sound dumb because there's a gluten in my system, and it's making me think all weird.
There's no such thing as a gluten.
But
do you understand that there's no gluten in the muffin you got at my bakery, okay? You don't know what you're talking about.
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like you're just trying to cover your butt because you just got busted for having a gluten all over that place.
Listen to me. First of all, I don't need your business. You don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know why I'm talking to you.
I don't want to step foot in your bakery because maybe I'll trip over a gluten or something. You've got gluten everywhere.
Do you understand? It's comical.
Oh,
what you're
my
saying.
God. What aren't you
Nobody
understanding?
Could have possibly.
What aren't you getting?
Shut up for a second.
Oh.
There's no such thing as a gluten. Gluten is something that is contained in wheat. It does not come
I
into
don't
bakery
hear
because we
what
don't use
you're...
any of those.
La, 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 la. It just sounds.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah,
what
because
are you, 5 years old, you idiot.
You're speaking a bunch of gibberish.
What are you high? Are
I'm
you
done.
Calling my store when you're high?
All I'm going to say is, I have half a mind to come into your bakery and leave a big gluten right on the floor for you. If
you
know what
you
I mean.
Come into my bakery. I'm going to call the authorities. Don't you ever come into my bakery. I will call the authorities, and that's it.
It's too late. I already called the authorities on you.
What are you freaking talking about?
That's right. There is going to be a full-on gluten investigation, and after they sweep the premises, if they find any gluten in there, anywhere, they are going to shut you down.
Well, I hope you're there, because once they find this mysterious, invisible gluten you say was in your muffin, then I can tell the authorities to take you away.
Well, then why don't I just tell you that this is a prank phone call, and we just stop this madness now?
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your friend Grace set you up.
Oh, no, she did not.
Yeah. She told us that you get...
God, I'm gonna kill.
She told us that you get really upset when people don't know what gluten is. And apparently, she was right.
I do.
So just so we can clear this up, gluten means calories, right? Like, if it's gluten-free, it's calorie-free?
No, you're an idiot just like everyone else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.